We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and last week I took a whirlwind trip to New York to visit with more than 40 of our Paper Camp alumni who were exhibiting at New York Now and the National Stationery Show. It was wonderful to see everyone in person. Their new products were amazing, the booths were just stunning, and there was an air of confidence that I loved seeing in our alumni as they talked about their bestsellers and new products. So today you are listening to part two of our two-part series recapping these two trade shows. Part one aired on Tuesday, February 18th, and featured several of our veteran exhibitors. So you can circle back and listen to that if you haven't caught it yet. On today's episode, though, we are sharing interviews with our Paper Camp alumni who were exhibiting in the Emerging Artist section, or they were first-time exhibitors at the National Stationery Show. And today's show features Rachel from Hazel and Dolly, Chandler from Joy Paper Co., Lisa from Rhino Parade, Janine from Quotations, Tammy from Tiger Pocket Press, and Juana from Loteria. A quick reminder before we dive in, our Paper Camp e-course will open for enrollment later this month. And you guys, this is not your average course where you enroll and do everything on your own. You will have live office hours with me, a class Facebook group where I'll be actively answering questions and in there chatting with everybody, and you gain access to our coveted vendor directory and our all alumni Facebook group after the course ends. Both of those things have been a work in progress now for 9 years, which is pretty incredible. So to join the waitlist for the Paper Camp e-course, head over to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Hey, I'm here with Rachel from Hazel and Dolly. How are you doing, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun being at the show this year. Okay, so how long have you been selling wholesale?
About 2 years.
And this is your first show, correct?
Correct.
And you're here on the National Stationery side?
Yes.
What made you choose National Stationery Show as your first show?
That just seemed like the right place for my product. A lot more focus on handmade and intentional, maybe.
A lot of your audience, the stores you already have been selling to, they attend here, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. What was a process of preparing for the show like? Was it overwhelming to you or was it pretty easy? I mean, did you take your time in getting ready or what were your thoughts there?
I definitely took my time. When I did Paper Camp, I thought I was going to do that very next National Stationery Show. I did Paper Camp in 2017. It's 2020. So I took my time.
As you should when you need to.
And it was a lot of prep. I had a huge Google Doc with Excel sheet with all of the things that I needed to prep for, building my booth. How much am I going to spend on walls? What size do the walls need to be? Should I ship a crate? Should I drive it in? We ended up driving it in with a minivan. Nice. Just looking into all aspects of the show, a lot of the pre-show planning, sending out mailers, everything like that. I took my time. I've been planning this for months knowing that I wanted to do this show.
One thing I want to draw on and compliment you for is in taking your time, it gave you an opportunity to focus on each of the steps separately. So your product line was dialed in. You weren't trying to figure out your booth walls while also design an entire collection. And so you were, it sounds like, able to fully focus on show prep as show prep, the logistics of building and designing and getting your booth here. Is that correct?
Yes, totally. I created new products. My latest launch was in November. Okay. And I didn't push myself to create something for February because it was new enough. I thought that I could focus on the booth design and construction and the logistics of getting to New York and everything like that. Yeah.
Cool. How has the show been in terms of your expectations of contacts you're meeting and sales and visibility for your business?
I wasn't really sure what to expect other than hearing what other people from Paper Camp did. But I think in terms of the time spent on all the prep, I've gotten some good contacts. I was hoping for more orders, but it seems to be the general consensus that people are waiting with the fair platform now. Everyone says, oh, are you on fair? I'll check you out. But I've gotten a lot of good conversations and buyers that seem to be actually interested, not just popping in.
Yeah. Well, and this opportunity, this being at the show, being face-to-face with them, it's such, you've heard me say this before over and over, of like the market research, the building the relationships, like those business cards are truly golden because you can now follow up with people that you know are interested in your brand, right? Mm-hmm. So what is your follow-up plan?
I'm going to do some personalized emails based on what we talked about. I took some notes, whether people were interested in the greeting cards, the stickers, the pins, where they are, thinking about, you know, letting them know when new products of that same nature are going to be released. And then I'll also be sending some postcards like, thanks for stopping by, kind of just generally, or, you know, we missed you at NSS. Our show special is still valid through February. I know a lot of my current retailers actually aren't here for various reasons. So I still want to offer that show special to them.
I love that you're using the tiered outreach approach both before and after the show that we talk about at Paper Camp. So I'm excited to see you. Thank you so much. I hope the show has been great for you. And thanks for this time today.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to see you, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Chandler from Joy Paper Co. How are you doing, Chandler?
I'm doing good. Thanks. How are you?
I am good. So you and I met less than a year ago. It was August 2019, the National Stationery Show in New York. Now you were walking the show, deciding if it was something you wanted to do. And now here you are less than a year later and you have two trade shows under your belt. So tell us about the first one. It was Dallas, right?
Yes, it was Dallas and Dallas was good. But I just have to say meeting you here in August, so it wasn't even that long ago, was the best decision I made. I met with you, talked with you, and immediately was like, I have to do Paper Camp. And Paper Camp was pivotal and made me realize I need to go to these trade shows and do this. So I signed up right after for Dallas. I chose Dallas because it's local. I'm from Fort Worth, so it was like a 30-minute drive. I didn't have to pay for a hotel. I didn't have to travel with airlines. Mm-hmm. So just the cost was a lot cheaper. And I'm glad I did it. But ultimately, the goal was to get to NSS. That's the one I've dreamed of. So NSS, here I am in February, and it's been amazing. I'm really glad I had another show under my belt to know how to talk about my product and all of those things, which you taught us at Paper Camp. But honestly, I feel like I know what I'm doing because of Paper Camp, but being here in the Emerging Artists has been a really good show so far.
Thank you so much. I have to say I'm in awe of you, of your quick action, because we met in August, you came to Paper Camp in September, you did Dallas in January, and now you're here in February at National Stationery Show. So let's talk about the Emerging Artists. What, you knew you wanted to come to New York for a show. Why did you choose the Emerging Artists section for your first show?
So I chose Emerging Artists because the price, ultimately, it's a lot cheaper, and to be completely honest, the location. They chose a good location for it this year, and that's what sold me. It was in a good location. The cost was a fraction of the price of building a booth, and being from Texas and traveling, I didn't want to have to worry logistics the first time around of building my own booth and figuring all of that out. So I could just come myself and set it up, and it wasn't bringing all these people with me.
It lowered your risk, right?
Yeah, it definitely lowered the risk for sure.
And it's a good way to test the market, too. So now that you have two shows under your belt, I'm sure you've learned a lot about yourself, your brand, your products. What things might you want to change, or what things do you feel like you're doing really well already?
That's a tough question. I wasn't expecting that. I would say I've learned how to talk about my product. I've learned what's selling well, and it's given me a lot of good ideas of what I need to move forward with in my strong suit. So being from Texas, a lot of interest in Spanish cards and cards in other languages, and something I wasn't expecting. But it's just good to come to these shows and get feedback from what people are saying, what they'd like to see. And if I hear it from 3 to 5 people, then I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. I need to move forward with that.
What were your goals coming to the show? Like, not just sales goals, but like in general, marketing, visibility, all the things.
Right. So I knew marketing and just getting my brand out there, and people, even if they don't buy, it's like, oh, I remember them if I come back next year. And then maybe that's when they buy in because they know I can trust me, like we talked about. And so I think the biggest goal was just brand awareness, getting myself out there. And because I was prepared, it's turned into orders, and I am getting in stores, which hopefully will then just be a domino effect and help raise awareness about what I'm trying to do and the mission that I'm supporting and all of that too. So
I love it.
I'm over here with this huge smile on my face. I'm so excited for you, Chandler. Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Katie. I just am so grateful to know you and for all that you've done for this community. It means so much.
Thank you. Hey, I'm here with Lisa from Rhino Parade. How you doing, Lisa?
Oh, so good, Katie Hunt.
It is so good to see your face. Okay, so this is your first time exhibiting at NSS, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Why did you choose to do an 8x10, I don't want to call it a real booth, but a real booth versus the emerging artist kiosks?
Well, a major reason is that I have quite a big product line, lots of different product categories, and I wanted to kind of show that that's what my brand is about. Well, we have so many cards. We also have, you know, keychains and pins and patches and our new temporary tattoos. So I didn't want to focus just on like one or limit everything. So that's the reason why. And I've been doing it for a while, so I just kind of want to jump right in and go big.
Yeah. And you had done Noted last year, correct, with the GCA?
Yes, I have.
And was that more of a kiosk type booth too?
I decided to do a bigger booth for that too, about the same size, just for the same reasons. Yeah, and I kind of was like, if I'm going to show up and show who I am for these people for like the first time, I'm gonna do it in a big way, I guess.
Well, and you, to your point, you want to show everything you have to offer. And with, I mean, those emerging artists kiosks are a great opportunity for people that have a smaller collection or are brand new, but you do have quite a big line. So displaying it all would be tough in a space like that.
Yeah, I have like 250 SKUs almost. So I want to make sure different buyers who are interested in different corners of my line could find everything.
Absolutely. So what were your goals in coming to this show? Did you set specific goals?
I loosely set some sales goals. I didn't know what to expect. And I know you can't, tally all your sales just from the show. Like, those aren't just the numbers you're getting. I got orders from the mailers just like in the past few days. I'm going to get orders later from follow-up. So all that kind of comes in. So I have some loose goals, but again, I didn't know what to expect. But for me, this was about learning how to do a show like this, putting up the walls, you know, getting, you know, buying electricity, doing all those like teeny yes. tiny little things. There's so many things. So I wanted to learn how to do all that. And, you know, I wanted to meet the buyers, the people who have been interacting with on Instagram or through email, and have them see my product in person if maybe they haven't purchased yet.
Yeah, the face-to-face contact and just building the relationships. I also keep telling everybody I've talked to at the show, those business cards you're collecting are gold. The notes you're taking are gold. So what kind of follow-up plan do you have in place for after the show?
Well, the cards that I made for the show, I'm going to repurpose. The promo cards. I'm going to repurpose for some of that. I also have, you know, I have like a template for a mailer I'm sending out with some of the best-selling products going on here. I made notes the whole time and about like some personal notes and like just looking them up and seeing how we could connect more. So
I love it.
Yeah. So I have something.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Awesome. Well, what have you learned about yourself and your brand by being here?
Oh, my God. So many things. I mean, I think I've learned kind of like when to chill out about things, when to not, when it comes to all the planning and setting up and things like that. That was really major for me. I also think I learned my brand is so much, affiliated with who I am as a person. I think a lot of people are like that. So it's really important for me to be here and so people can meet me because it's an extension of the brand.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've learned a lot, and being amongst my paper people, of course, is great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lisa.
Thanks, Katie.
That was so fun. Hey, I'm here with Janine from Quotations. How are you doing, Janine?
Hey, Katie. I'm doing really well. It's good to chat.
Good to chat with you, too. All right. You are exhibiting in the Emerging Artist section at the National Stationery Show, and this is your first year exhibiting, correct?
Yes, that's right.
How was your experience as a first-time exhibitor?
It's been really good so far. Yeah, I came in without a lot of expectations, but I've had some orders from new stores, which is really exciting, some really good conversations. I've also met some of my existing retailers face-to-face for the first time, which is really special, and have gotten to know a lot of the emerging artists around me, which has also been a real highlight.
That's great. Why did you choose doing the emerging artist section versus doing, you know, a regular size booth?
Yeah, so this is my first trade show ever. So I thought the emerging artist panel was a good way to just kind of dip my toe in, be at the show, not have to build my own walls.
Yes, that's always a bonus.
Yeah, walk in with a suitcase. So it's been kind of a more, I think, like low risk way for me to be here and see what it's like.
Yeah. Absolutely. What kind of pre-show marketing did you do leading up to the National Stationery Show?
Yeah, so I sent out pre-show mailers, just a postcard and a couple samples to my existing retailers and new retailers that I was reaching out to the first time, but I saw that they would be at the show.
Excellent. And what's your plan for post-show follow-up?
I'm not sure yet.
That's okay. It's okay to be a work in progress. But you are going to follow up with those contacts, right?
I am going to follow up. I took notes on who came by and the conversations we had. I'll probably send some sort of follow-up mailer and some emails after the show.
Awesome. It sounds great. Do you think you'll come back? And would you do emerging artists again, or would you do a full-fledged booth?
I definitely want to come back. I'd like to do the emerging artist panel again. I'm not sure when, in August or February, but I definitely want to do it again.
That's awesome. And you won a Best New Product Award, right? Tell us about that.
I did. Yeah, I'm very surprised and honored, but I won Best New Product in All Things Paper and also Best of Show for one of my sympathy cards.
That's so great. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Of course. It was great spending time with you. Thank you today.
Thanks. You too.
Hey, I'm here with Tammy from Tiger Pocket Press. How are you doing, Tammy?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Good day at the show. Okay. So you are exhibiting in the emerging artist section at National Stationery Show. What led you to choose that space versus a regular booth?
I've only been in business 1 year, and so I thought this was a really great way to try it without all of the front-end expense.
Yeah.
And it's just been really supportive and fun to see a lot of the businesses that come by that want to see new, fresh stuff that really isn't in many shops before. So it was a perfect fit.
Nice. And the show did some extra marketing for you guys, too, right? What kind of things did they do for the emerging artist section?
One thing that was amazing is they took one card from each of us and put it on a display out in the lobby. And I've had so many people come every day that have seen that card and came to me specifically because of that. And I know that's happened to the other booths as well. So that was really helpful.
That's awesome. They also had a big kiosk at the front and some also handouts with all of your guys' names on it, which I thought was really cool. How has it been for you? Like, what were your expectations or goals coming into the show?
I really had no expectations. I just didn't even know what to expect. And every morning I kind of sat with myself and just kind of made a goal of how many people I wanted to connect with rather than having a goal of orders, just yep. because that's more important to me at this stage. And I feel like I've hit those goals of connecting with people, and I've had some orders. So it's been a bonus.
Yay. I'm so glad to hear that. What would you do differently next time? Would you do emerging artists again, or would you move up to a regular size booth?
I think when I come back, I will do a regular size booth. Rather, I would have the opportunity to do emerging artists, but I would choose, I think, to do a bigger booth because I'm not getting to display all of my products here, and I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm ready now. This was a really great entry point, and now I'm ready.
Awesome. I love to hear the confidence in your voice as you talk about your products and your business. It's just really fun to see the growth in your company. So congratulations to you. And Tammy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the help that you've given us.
My pleasure. I'm here with Juana from Loteria. How are you doing, Juana?
I'm doing great, Katie. Thank you.
I'm excited to see you because this is your second year in the emerging artist section of the National Stationery Show, right?
Yes, it is.
So let's compare year one versus year two. How did you feel coming in last year versus how you felt coming in this year?
Last year, it was really a big experiment. I mean, I was very nervous about it. I didn't have as many cards as I had wanted to, but I thought, you know what? I'll just do it. As an experiment and meet people, which I did. I got a lot of leads, which was awesome. And I did follow up with them. But this year, it's just been just such a difference.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to go back and really revisit the line. I took out a lot of cards, like 20 cards that were not working. And I realized, like, I knew now why and everything. And I remade a ton of cards. So now I have about 80 cards. And I feel much better about it. I mean, they've been received so much better.
Good.
So all the work that I put in, which I still have to do so much more, but...
We're always work in progress.
Yeah. But I feel like at least my instinct is good.
Yeah.
Like, I can tweak it and keep going.
I have to say, and I mean this with the highest compliment possible, seeing the difference in your confidence level, you're just shining the way you talk about your products. It's like, and not that you weren't last year, but like... I see you're so much more confident and happy with the work you're doing this year. So kudos to you on that. And like, coming in, you knew, did you know you wanted to do emerging artists again for the second year, or did you consider doing a full-fledged booth?
No, I knew I was not ready for the full booth, so actually this has served me amazing, and I knew that I also wanted to make sure that I had product, honestly, that was not on the wall. I could tell the buyers, you know, I have more here. Yeah. That also just made me feel more confident, yeah. Like I knew I had more, so yeah, I knew I was not ready for the full booth.
Okay. What about your goals around, like when you came in this year, how did you set different goals than say last year?
Well, I did want to see if my instincts about what I knew I had to change and what I had changed, if that was real, if that was true. So I was looking for certain designs to see if they did well. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, this sort of thing will play well, and you know, does it actually? Yeah. And that has actually panned out. Again, that makes me feel like, okay, good job, you know, keep going. So I was looking for that sort of marker. Of course, I did have a number in mind that I wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you were really good about that, like being clear. And because I'm more of an artist background, I need to hear that. I needed to hear that from you. So that was really good for me. Okay. So I was really clear on my numbers, and I hit that and a little bit more. So yay! I'm like, I'm so psyched about that.
Oh, good. I'm so happy for you. I think, you know, you've done an excellent job of using this for market research, as well as, you know, having hard sales goals tied to it and just knowing what your objectives of being here are. So you've been very clear on that, which is helpful for you for the long run, right?
Yes, absolutely. And again, like you've been so, like you helped me see that more, because I don't have that background. I don't have a business background. So being very clear, and being clear about two things that aren't working, cut them.
Yeah. Yes.
Cut them from.
But that's the scary thing to do, right? I mean, it feels, especially as an artist, removing things that you put your heart and soul into because it's not working, that's a difficult thing to do.
Yes, but you know what? I have to keep the bigger, you know, goal in mind, which is that I want to make this line. It is my vision and my direction, and I'm very clear on that. And if I have to cut designs, I will cut them.
Yeah.
Like, I will cut them because I want to make those sales and I want this to grow. I'm like,
Clear. I have to say, you've been a very good paper can student. So thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your insight on exhibiting. Are you going to move up to a full-size booth, or what are you going to do? Because you can only do emerging artists for 2 years, correct?
That's right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hopefully share a booth.
Nice.
Because I want slow growth. Right?
Yeah.
I want it to be sustainable, and I'm going to have a lot more product, and I want to be able to have more and be able to show the buyers not everything's on the wall. I have more here so that my catalog is deeper. So sharing a booth is what I'm going to do.
That's a great next step for you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Katie.
Thanks again to everyone who spent time chatting with me at New York Now and the National Stationery Show last week. It was so great to see you all in person. Now, don't forget to check out part one of this special series if you haven't already listened. That episode features some of our veteran exhibitors, and they had great things to add about goal setting and general expectations at the show. I'll include that link here in our show notes so you can find it easily. Also, thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week with a new type of episode. I'm going to be sharing a live coaching session with all of you. So stay tuned, and I look forward to hearing your feedback on this new format that we're trying out.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proofyourproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.